the growing business of poultry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
When you combine boilers and the primary breeders, it puts us at over $700 million in cash receipts. It doesn't put us too far behind the cattle and calf cash receipts for the state.
Tennessee's poultry interest is strong. From the family farm to the primary breeders, the economic impact is staggering. Tennessee Poultry Association's Executive Director, Dale Barnett.
An economic impact of about $6.5 billion and as far as total jobs, about 29,000, up from 27,000 just a few years ago. And it's quite significant. The impact has gone to $6.5 billion, up from $4.8 just a couple of years ago.
Now, Dale Barnett says these numbers come from the survey from the National Chicken Council showing the economic impact of the poultry industry at the federal and state levels. Nationally, companies involved in the production and processing of chicken provide over 1.3 million jobs with $74 billion in wages to families throughout the country.
We do have a good presence in Tennessee. We have about 525 family farm operations that are operating about 1,600 chicken houses. And what this represents is over $463 million in cash receipts annually for broilers and about $250 million in cash receipts for the primary breeders for the genetic seed stock.
And there are three primary breeders that have a presence in Tennessee. That's Hubbard, Cobb Vantress, and Avigen. That's more than any other state. Tennessee ranks 13th in broiler production, and those family farms in the chicken business are providing a great source of affordable protein. No doubt a lot of chicken wings consumed on Super Bowl Sunday. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.